Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, so today is the first Sabbath. And we were struck again by Satan, but he will never, he will never win. Yeah. So if you have your praises, please put them in, and later we will also be reading that for the testimony portion. All right, so as I've said, it's the first Sabbath of the year and the first Sabbath of the month. I will start with my praise while you still type. Okay. So I would like to praise the Lord. And by the way, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. 2025 is here and 2024 is already a history. And I would like to praise the Lord for the entire year of wonderful experiences that we had, we gained because of Him. Proving, He always proved that His hand is with us. Amen. Praise the Lord to that. Looking back at all that God has done for me and my family, oh, I cannot, there's no words to express how happy and grateful I am. As His love, His mercy, and His grace always endure forever. Most of the time, if I will recall all the beautiful experiences that I have and my family, I would end up singing to express my love to Him and how He hugs us. He has given us a heavenly hug by sending the angels. Here in our house, they showed up, you know, to minister to us when we are at the lowest point of our Christian life. So thank you, Lord. And He reached out to us, you know, giving His hand, reassuring us to keep moving on, never lose hope nor break down, but continue moving on because His presence is within our midst, within our, all of us in our midst. Thereby, it fortifies us to persist continuously in our progress, to persist in serving Him and to never break down to discouragement. So I praise the Lord for that. And as we go further in our Christian walk, brothers and sisters, please expect more difficulties. Right now we have a big strike from the enemy, but he's always the loser. So we can expect more difficulties, strong pressure, tests, but never give up. Let's put on the shield of faith to be victorious by God's grace. So I have a lot of praises here now. Put in from Sister Pam. Praise the Lord for helping us to get online. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Pam. And from Sister Barbara, praise the Lord that we are together again. Yes, amen. We are back. And from Sister Ida, praise the Lord for everything. Yeah, everything we owe to Him. And from Sister Pam, praise the Lord for bringing us 1 year closer to coming to His coming to take us home. Oh, we can't wait. Thank you, Sister Pam, for the additional. And Sister Mindy, praise the Lord. We were able to get together this Sabbath to share our praises. Yes, everybody are longing to hear and so excited to hear the encouragement and inspiration that the Lord will provide us from all of your experiences. So praise the Lord for this new year and Happy New Year, beloved church family. I love you all. That is from Sister Mindy. And from Brother Damian, praise God for all He has done and for my entire church family. Thank you, Brother Damian. Hosanna Shalom. praise the Lord for their life. Yes, amen. When we woke up in the morning, He already sustained us with another breath of life. So we have to thank God for that every day. All right. So, any more praises? Luna, Pisawat. And she said, praise the Lord for friends and families and church family. And praise God for another, for the animals and the flowers around us. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Luna. Praise God, for He always cares for these creatures. And they are not worrying. What a lesson we can get from them. So, Jania, praise the Lord for fixing the site. Amen. And for the answered prayers. For the new year, the snow, and for my family and the church. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jania. And Albie as well. I praise the Lord, she said, for the first Sabbath of the year. And for the talents, we will improve this year. Yeah. If we have one talent, just give it to the Lord and He will multiply it. Amen, Sister Albie. Hannah would like to also praise the Lord. I would like to praise the Lord for God's amazing grace and how He helps us every day, every moment. Every moment and every day. I want to praise the Lord for His mercy in blessing us with another year and how He shows us how much He loves us and cares for us. In so many wonderful ways. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And thank you, Sister Hannah, for your praise. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. And later, we will be hearing more. Okay, let's get now to our story. We are now in chapter 5 of the book from the sketches. Or the life of Paul, sketches from the life of Paul, pages 57 to 62. And the title is, we are now in the third part, preaching. I think this is the last part of this chapter, preaching among the heathen. Let's read it. Please read with me. This work performed on the cripple was a marvel to all beholders. So, just a little review, he was in Lycaonians, and he healed one of the crippled men there. The subject was so well known, and the cure was so complete, that there was no room for skepticism on their part. The Lycaonians were convinced that supernatural power attended the labors of the apostles, and they cried out with great enthusiasm that the gods had come down to from heaven, to them from heaven in the likeness of man. This belief was in harmony with their traditions that gods visited the earth. So they conceived the idea that the great heathen deities, Jupiter and Mercury, were in their midst in the people of Paul and Barnabas. The former they believed to be Mercury, for Paul was active, earnest, quick, and eloquent with words of warning and exhortation. Barnabas was believed to be Jupiter and the father of gods because his venerable appearance, his dignified bearing, and the mildness and benevolence expressed in his countenance. The news of the miraculous cure of the cripple was soon noised throughout all the region, until a general excitement was aroused, and priests from the temple of the gods prepared to do the apostles honor as visitants from the courts of heaven, to sacrifice these to them, and to bring offerings of garlands and precious things. The apostles had sought retirement and rest in a private dwelling when their attention was attracted by the sound of music and the enthusiastic shouting of a vast assembly who had come to the gate of the house where they were abiding. When these ministers of God found out why this visit and all the excitement that came with it, they were indignant and horrified. They rented clothes and rushed into the crowds to stop the action from going any further. Paul, in a loud ringing voice, demanded their attention, saying, "Sirs, why do you distance? We are also our men like of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, gives us rain from heaven in the fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." The people listened to the words of Paul with manifest impatience. Their superstitions and enthusiasm had been so great regarding the apostles that they were loath to acknowledge their error and have their expectations and purpose thwarted. Notwithstanding, the apostles positively denied the divinity attributed to them by the heathen, and Paul endeavored to direct their minds to the true God as the only object worthy of worship. It was still most difficult to turn them from their purpose, even though Paul tried to convince them many times and explain to them their true mission. They were not satisfied. However, they led away the sacrificial beast in great disappointment that their traditions and belief could not be strengthened by this example. Now a strange change came upon the fickle, excitable people because their faith was not anchored in the true God. The opposing Jews of Antioch, through whose influence the apostles were driven from that district, united with certain Jews of Iconium and followed upon the track of the apostles. The miracle wrought upon the cripple and its effect upon those who witnessed it stirred up their envy and led them to go to the scene of the apostles' labor and put their false version upon the work. They denied that God had any part in it and claimed that it was accomplished through the demons whom these men served. So sad. There's always a false report, or always, people who would always oppose to the work of the servants of the Lord. So we will end up here, and then we'll continue later for a question and answer after the psalm that will be played by Brother Dwayne.
Thank you. Oh, wonderful and beautiful sunshine. Oh, sinner, will you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting spirit can be satisfied. Drinking at the spring of living water, happy now am I, my soul may satisfy. Drinking at the spring of living water, oh wonderful and bountiful supply. Drinking at the spring of living water, happy now am I, they satisfy. Drinking at the spring of living water, a wonderful and bountiful supply.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the beautiful song. A wonderful supply that the Lord has given us, the spring of living water. All right, for my first question, here it is. Oh, wow. It's two. Sorry, because something went wrong. All right, what did they believe in accordance with their tradition about the miracles they witnessed? Is it A, supernatural power attended the work of the apostle? B, the gods come down from heaven in the likeness of man? Or C, they never believed? D, A and B, or E, none of the above. Sorry. Okay, I see answers now. And the correct answer, of course, you all got it correct. Very good. Letter D, both A and B. The supernatural power, they believe that the supernatural power attended the works of these apostles and the gods came down from heaven in the likeness of man. Good job. Everybody got it correct. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. And now for my second question. They conceived the idea that the great heathen deities, Blank and Dunk, were present among them in the form of these apostles. Is it A, Jasper and Manny? B, Jetstar and Monkey? C, Jupiter and Mercury? So they believe that the hidden deities in form of these apostles came down. So what are these hidden deities that they worship? Is it A, B, or C? And the correct answer, yes, that is letter C. Jupiter and Mercury. Very good. Yeah, everybody are correct again. Praise the Lord. You're all doing great job. Now for my third question. They believe that Blank was to be Mercury, because he was active, earnest, quick, and eloquent with the words of warning and exhortation. Is it A, Paul, Barnabas, B, or C, Mark, whom they believed to be Mercury? A, B, or C? Let's see. All right. Let's see some answers. Some got question mark. And the correct answer is letter A. They thought that Paul is Mercury because he was what? He was earnest and quick and very eloquent in his words, giving warning and exhortation. All right, good job. Letter A, that is Paul. They thought it was Paul in form of the Mercury, their god Mercury. All right, good job. That's okay. All right, my fourth question. People thought, who they thought was Jupiter, which is the father of all gods, because he was old and his face showed that he was generous and kind, whom they thought that he was Mercury. A, B, or C, Paul, B, Barnabas, or C, Mark? Okay. Let's see some answers. Okay. The correct answer, of course, you got it correct. Letter B, it was Barnabas. They thought that Barnabas is Jupiter, was Jupiter. Okay, very good. Praise the Lord. For my fifth question, what was the priest from the temple of God prepared to do for them, for the apostles? Because they thought that they were the heathen gods that came from heaven. So what did they do? Is it A, they want to kill, the priest wants to kill them? B, to sacrifice beasts to them? C, to bring offerings and garlands and precious things? Or D, B and C? Or E, that is E. Letter A, sorry, wrong. That is letter E. Only A. A, B, C, D, E. We have many choices. And the correct answer is letter D. The priest offered once, you know, brought a sacrifice, the beast, to offer for them, and they wanted to put a garland and precious, and give them precious things because they thought that they were their heathen gods. Very good. Everyone got it correct. Okay, so for my sixth question, let me post it. All right, here it is. What did the apostles do as they heard the tumult? What did they do when they heard what the people is, you know, doing outside their dwelling place or resting place? Is it A, they rent their clothes? B, they talk to the people with loud voice? C, they endeavored to direct their minds to the true God as the only one who is worthy to be worshipped? And D, all of the above? A, B, C, or D? See the answers that you put in? Okay. The correct answer is letter D. Very good, everyone, again. You got it correct. They rent the apostles rent their clothes because they feel unworthy of all this things that the people of Lycaon wants to do for them. And then they endeavored to persuade them not to do that because only the Lord is worthy to be worshipped. Very good, everyone. Good job. Letter D. All right. And for my seventh question, what action did the people take after Paul's persuasive arguments and his explanation of their true mission? A, they praise the true God. B, they repented of their wrong beliefs. Or C, they led away the sacrificial beast in great disappointment. A, B, or C? All right. The correct answer, let's see. All right, good job. The correct answer is letter C. They led away the sacrificial beast, and they were very disappointed that they couldn't offer a sacrifice for these two apostles, whom they thought was the heathen gods. Very good, letter C. Good job. And for my number eight question. Very good. Praise the Lord again. Now for my eighth question, what cruel action did the Lystrians do to Paul after they were influenced by malicious Jews? A, they brought him to council. B, they hurled stones violently. Or C, they gently sent him out of the city because they don't want Paul. Because Paul corrected them. And so there was a malicious Jews who fed them with a false, what? False report. So what did they do? Is it A, B, or C? And the correct answer, is letter B. They wanted to stone him to death. Letter B, they hurled stones violently to what? Paul. And for my number 9 question, let me put this up. Number 9, how did this malicious Jews inspire the people of Lystra to become bitter toward Paul? They gave good report, or they gave false report, or they respected Paul? How did they influence? This is the people of Lystra. Okay. The correct answer is because they fed them with false report that these apostles were inspired by the demons. All right, good job. And for my last question. Good job. Letter B. For my last question, let me see. This is a personal, no wrong answer. If man hates us for speaking the truth, how should we respond? Because we are trying to share our faith, and most people, either they will believe or they will not. So, and some would hate us for speaking the truth because what? They were corrected also. How should we respond when they hate us and some people will shout on us, or some people will just walk away, or some people will even we can experience maybe in the future they're gonna stone us to death. So how would we respond? Yeah, some here. Sister Jade and Brother Jojo said, let's pray for them, for they don't know what they're doing. They were what? What? They were inspired by the evil demon or by Satan. And Dumian would run away. Yeah, we would run away. They would threaten to hurt us. Sister Mindy, respond with love and pray for them. Yes, let's always have this Christ attitude, always calm and gentle. And Sister Sue, pray and encourage and persevere. And Luna, never stop, he said. Let's keep on sharing and pray for them. Never stop, no matter what obstacle that Satan would hinder us from preaching or sharing the truth. Let's keep on sharing, never stop, go forward. Very good. Hosanna Shalom, we should bless them and continue sharing the word. That's true. And the Lord even said, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. And Brother Dwayne, a soft answer. Yeah, this is a nice verse. Proverbs 1:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Respond with love and prayer, of course. Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Jania, not all will agree. Let's expect that. Not all will agree, but we can try to get them in the faith by not push them. Always keep them in prayer. Very good. And Brother Dwayne, another Proverbs 15:1. Okay, you can get your Bible and check it. And Brother Sister Connie, pray that the Lord will open their eyes that they can see the truth. Amen. Thank you, Sister Connie and Alvi. Pray for them and ask the Lord to forgive them. Amen. Very good answers. And praise the Lord for all of these answers. And now we will end. We will continue again next Sabbath. Please be here and thank you very much for your participation. We are all blessed and giving glory to the Lord for all these blessings. And now I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for the continuation of the Children's Study Hour. God bless you, everyone. Happy New Year, and I love you all.
Fabulous blessings, brothers and sisters. I'm sure everybody can hear me, correct? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Denise, and Happy New Year to you, too. And thank you for the study. Praise the Lord, we're able to gather together. The enemy tried to attack us and keep us from gathering, but God, you know, with power of prayer, we all came together and prayed, and we're able to be together. Praise the Lord. For those of you that are just joining, and just so you know, we got a late start, so we're half an hour behind, so we're finishing up our children's study. Sabbath blessings to all of you. So we're going to finish up our study from last Sabbath, and this is regarding Absalom and David, and if Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. This is found in 2 Samuel, chapter 13. 20:28-29. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, Hath blank thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister, he is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So blank remained desolate in her brother blank's house. Now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, Mark ye now, when Amon's heart is merry with blank, and when I say unto you, Smite Amnon, then blank him. Fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto blank as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man gat him up upon his mule and blank. Sorry, Sister Zoom, maybe you can try refreshing. Oh, you're in the mountains. Oh, well, we'll pray that you're able to have good connection, sister. All right, fill in the blanks. Everybody's getting their answers in. Okay, the first blank is Amnon. The second blank is Tamar. The third blank is Absalom's. The next blank is wine. And then the next blank is kill. The next blank is Amnon. And the last blank is flood. Very good. All right, question number 12. Which commandment did Absalom break? Was it A, commandment number 2, B, commandment number 5, or C, commandment number 6? Very good. The answer is C, commandment number 6. All right, question number 13. What does commandment number 6 teach us? Very good. Thou shalt not kill. And even though Absalom did not kill Amon himself, he had ordered his servants to kill Amon. So he did break commandment number 6. Question number 14. Question number 14. I think we might have a little lag going. Did Absalom's servants kill Amnon? Yes or no? I kind of answered that question. Y'all should get this one right. Yes, they did. All right. Question number 15. Okay, this is 2 Samuel chapter 15, 1 through 6. And it came to pass after this that blank prepared his chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the blank for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right, and there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee." Absalom said, "Moreover, oh, that I was made blank in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do them blank." And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all blank that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom blank the blank of the man of Israel. Okay, so the first blank is Absalom. The second blank is king. The next blank is judge. And the next blank is, hold on. Next blank is Israel, and the next blank is stole. The last blank is heart. All right, question number 16. Which three commandments did Absalom break? Was it A, commandments 5, 8, and 10, B, commandments 6, 7, and 9, or C, commandments 1, 2, and 3? Now think about this one. Are you sure? All right, let's go on to our questions and we'll understand, okay? Question number 17. What does commandment number 5 teach us? What does commandment number 5 teach us? Commandment number 5 teaches us, "Thou shalt honor thy parents, honor thy father and thy mother," right? All right, and then question number 18. How did Absalom dishonor his father David? Was it A, he dishonored his father David by stealing from him? B, he dishonored his father David by wanting to be judge in the land instead of his father? Or was it C, both A and B? Very good. It was C, both A and B. Very good. Question number 19. What did Absalom steal from his father David? Was it A, he stole his father David's sword? B, he stole his father David's chariots and horses? Or was it C, he stole the heart of the man of Israel from his father David? Very good. The answer is C. He stole the hearts of the men of Israel from his father David. Very good. Question number 20. What did Absalom covet that did not belong to him? A, he wanted the judgment his father David had over the land. B, he wanted the hearts of the men of Israel to turn from his father David to him instead. Or was it C, both A and B? Very good. Again, it was C, both A and B. He coveted. He wanted what his father David had. He wanted his judgment. He wanted the hearts of man to turn to him instead of his father David. All right. Question number 21. This is 2 Samuel chapter 15, 7 through 11. And it came to pass after 40 years that blank said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have blank unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, go in blank. So he arose and went to blank. But Absalom sent spies throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, blank reigneth in blank. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. Fill in the blanks. Very good. The first blank is Absalom. The second blank is vowed. The next blank is peace. The next blank is Hebron. And the next blank is Absalom. And the last blank is Hebron. Very good. Question number 22. Which two commandments did Absalom break? Was it A, commandments 4 and 6, B, commandments 2 and 7, or C, commandments 5 and 9? All right, very good. It's C, commandments 5 and 9. Question number 23. I think this is the last one. Last one. How did Absalom dishonor his father David? Was it A, by being dishonest to his father David about why he wanted to go to Hebron? B, by sending spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. Or was it C, both A and B? Very good. Answer C, both A and B. He lied to his father about why he wanted to go to Hebron, and he totally dishonored his father by lying and doing something that he shouldn't have done. Very good. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we're going to get our Bibles, and we're going to turn to Exodus chapter 20, and go over the Ten Commandments. Let me know when you're all ready. Exodus chapter 20. All right, everybody's getting ready. Praise the Lord. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the key word for that commandment. I want you to look up the commandment in Exodus chapter 20. Tell me the number of the commandment and what that commandment is and what verse, okay? So I want to know the number of the commandment. It doesn't matter. It could be in any order. The number of the commandment, the verse, and what that commandment is. Okay? So here we go. The first one. Your key word is murder. All The key word is murder. What commandment is that? Waiting for everybody to get their answers. All right, very good. That is commandment number 6. It's found in Exodus 20, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill, which is the same as murder. All right. Next one we're going to look up. Your keyword is vain. V-A-I-N, vain. What commandment has to do with that word? Wait for everybody to get their answers in. We're going to look up the verse. And all right, very good. That is commandment number 3. And it's found in Exodus 20, verse 7. And it reads, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. All right, on to the next one. Your key word is graven. G-R-A-V-E-N, graven. What commandment has to do with that word, graven? And it's going to be verses. All right, we're getting our answers in. Very good. That is commandment number 2. And it's found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. And it reads, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, on to the next one. Your key word is lie. What commandment has to do with the word lie or lying? All right, we're getting our answers in. Okay, so that is commandment number 9, found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And that's the same as thou shalt not lie. Do not be dishonest. Okay? All right, your next keyword has to do with honor. What commandment has the word honor in it? What commandment has the word honor in it? All right. Very good. That is commandment number 5. And it is in Exodus 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And that's our commandment with a promise if we obey it. That's how important that commandment is. All right, on to the next one. Your key word is adultery. What commandment has to do with adultery? And you can put that whole commandment in the room. It's pretty short. All right. Very good. That is commandment number 7. That's found in verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All right, you guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Okay, the next one we're looking at, the key word is covet. C-O-V-E-T, covet. What commandment has to do with covet? Everybody get their answers in. What commandment has to covet? All right, very good. That is commandment number 10, found in Exodus 20, verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, on to the next one. Your key word is remember. This is the only commandment that starts with the word remember. It's because God knew most people would forget. And it's going to be verses. What commandment starts with the word remember? All right, very good. That is commandment number 4. Found in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day before the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Praise the Lord. All right, on to the next one. We're going to, your keyword is God's, and that's with a small letter G, God's. What commandment has to do with the word God's? Yes, true, Brother Gilbert, and God knew that we'd be taught to forget it, Sabbath. Praise the Lord that he guided us to the truth. All right, so that is commandment number 1 that has to do with God's, and it's found in Exodus 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now we're on to the last one, and we can put this whole verse in. It's pretty short. Your keyword is steal. What commandment has to do with the word steal? Everybody get their answers in? Very good. That is commandment number 8, verse 15. Thou shalt not steal. Praise the Lord. And the commandment we were to memorize for this Sabbath is commandment number 1. So, if you can all type in that commandment in the room without looking at your Bibles, just do the best you can. It's a pretty short commandment, so you should be able to put it all in the room. What is commandment number 1 by memory? And we're memorizing the commandments out of Exodus chapter 20. Very good. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And very good. That is verse 3. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we're going to memorize, because we're going through our odd numbers of the commandments, commandment number 3 next Sabbath. So work on you memorizing commandment number 3. I love you all. God bless. And have a wonderful and beautiful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.